Okay, we're on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. I just want to, just because we stopped in kind of like in a weird place yesterday, but basically the Gemara in Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, if you remember, was discussing a machlokes in a case where you have a tznon and a zayis. We started with that case, and then we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Right, that the Rabbi Yehuda says, the Chachamim say you make a bracha on Eze Mehen Sheyirtze, whichever one you want to make the bracha first, that's what you make. And the Chachamim say, and Rabbi Yehuda says you make the bracha on the Zayas because it's the Min Shiva. Then we brought a Machlokas, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Are they arguing only in a case of it's known, only a case where the brachos are the same? And Rabbi Yehuda says Min Shiva Zadif, and the Rabbanan say Chaviv Zadif. Or are they arguing? Or are they arguing even when the brachos are different? Right? There's also machlokas there. So we said if the brachos are the same, they're arguing that, I get. But what about if the brachos are the same? If the brachos are the same, so what's the machlokas? So the Gemara said the machlokas is lahakdim. Right? The machlokas is lahakdim. That the Chachamim say you can make, if there's no order of preference, you can make whichever one you want first. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to make the brach on the Zayas because it's the Min Shiva, meaning that when it comes to priority of which one you're making the bracha on, it goes by the order of the pasuk. Kol ha-muktam, the pasuk is muktam lebracha. Whichever food item comes first in the pasuk comes first for the bracha. And we said that disagrees with Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan said that all the things in the pasuk are really coming to teach you a specific shear for something. Chita tells you a shear, Seorah tells you a shear, whether it's tuma, whether it's Tuma v'Tahara, whether it's a Nazir, whether it's Hotzah on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, all these things in the Pasuk are all teaching us different Shi'urim. Okay? So then we said, V'idach, and the other opinion, right, which is going to be Rabbi Yehuda, who says that no, that this Pasuk is teaching you the Shi'urim, I'm sorry, that this Pasuk is teaching you the order of the Brachos, Hane Shi'urim, so now we're up to Mem Aleph Amud Beis, about five lines down, V'idach, and the other one holds Hane Shi'urim Behegem Iksivi. These Shi'urim, are they stated explicitly in the Torah? No, Elamid Rabbanan Ukras Machta Be'alma. So says, no, really the Pasuk is coming to teach you the order in terms of Brachos, the priority in terms of Brachos, of which food item should recite the Bracha on. These Shi'urim, they're all in Asmachta. They're all in Asmachta. And there's a little bit of a question in the Mefarshim how to understand the fact that it's the Rabbanan, because some of these things are Deoraisa, but it could be that really they are Deoraisa, but maybe the Shi'urim are Midrabbanan. But be it as it may, that opinion says that really this Pasuk is only an Asmachta in terms of the Shi'urim. Okay. Weiter in the Gemara. New topic. Rav Chista and Rav Hamnuna havu yasve b'su'udasa. So Rav Chista and Rav Hamnuna were sitting and partaking of a su'uda. Aisu l'kamayu tamre v'rimone. So they brought before them dates and pomegranates. Shoka Rav Hamnuna barich atamre b'resha. So Rav Hamnuna took a date, and he made that bracha first. He made the bracha on the date first. Amar le Rav Chista, so Rav Chista turned to Rav Hamnuna and said to him, Lo sevira le'mar l'hadi amar Rav Yosef. Do you not hold of what Rav Yosef said? V'itema Rav Yitzchak, and some say Rav Yitzchak said it. Kol amukdam b'pasuk zeh kodem lebracha. Whichever food item is mentioned first in the pasuk is first for the bracha. So which is first, rimon or dvash? Rimon is first. So you should make the bracha on the rimon before you make the bracha on the tamar. Amar Lei, so he responded, no. You're right that rimon comes first in the pasuk, but it doesn't just matter which word comes first in the pasuk. It also matters in terms of their proximity to the word eretz in the pasuk, because zeh sheni la eretz v'zeh chamishi la eretz. Because even though rimon appears first, but rimon is five words away from the word eretz. Tamar is two words away from the word eretz. Why? Because the word eretz is repeated in the pasuk. So therefore, you go not just by the order in the pasuk, but you also go by the proximity to the word eretz. Right? If you look at the pasuk, it says it's quoted on Amud Aleph in the Torah or Os Aleph, eretz chita usaora vegefen uteinav rimon. So rimon is five words away from the word eretz, and then it says again eretz zei shemen udvash. So dvash is closer to the word eretz, the second word eretz, and therefore he holds that bracha should come first, and it seems that that's how we paskin. It seems that that's how we paskin. I don't remember the Shulchan Aruch offhand, but it seems that that's how we paskin. Okay, by the way, this is a nafka mina for Leil Rosh Hashanah. When you have all the different simanim, which bracha, when you're making the Bar Priya Eitz, and which bracha you're making, it's an interesting application of the Salacha. Zakti Gemara Vaiter Itmar, Heviu Lufneyem, Te'enim Vanovim Besocha Se'uda. So they brought before them figs and grapes during the meal. During the meal, figs and grapes. Amar Rav Huna, Te'unim Bracha Lifneyem, Ve'in Te'unim Bracha L'achareyem. So Rav Huna says, he paskind, that you have to make a Bar Priya Eitz on these figs and grapes if you eat them in the middle of the meal. Okay, we're talking about a bread meal, by the way. A bread meal that they washed for. So they washed already. Now they're bringing fruit. So if you're eating fruit in the middle of the meal, you got to make a bracha rishona. But you don't have to make a bracha after them. Why? Because the birchas hamazon that you're going to bench on, that will cover these foods as well. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman, and so too Rav Nachman says, Tunim Bracha Lifneim, Ein Tunim Bracha L'Achareyim. So too he says, same thing, that you have to make a Bracha Rishona, but not a Bracha Achrona. By the way, the reason why you have to make a Bracha Rishona is because they're not considered part of the meal. Fruit is not a normal part of the meal. So if you're bringing it, no, even if you would have a fig in the middle of your meal, it doesn't make a difference how you're eating it. It's not part of the meal. That's a good question. It's an appetizer, right? It's not so pashut. As now, I once heard Rav Willig say that it's not so pashut. If you eat an appetizer, that might be considered body machmas asuda after you wash them. Say, yeah. 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 Well, the fruit that you ate as the appetizer might be part of the meal, but the dessert is not part of the meal. Dessert is considered a separate course. Okay. The Rav Sheshes Amar, Rav Sheshes disagrees. And Rav Shesha says, "Te'unim bracha bein lifneim bein acharim." He says, "No. Not only do you need a bracha rishona, but you also need a bracha acharona, because the birchas hamazon doesn't cover this. The birchas hamazon only covers the ikar part of the meal. It doesn't cover any random fruit that you eat. What's a hefsek?
The making of it. The bracha acharona on fruit before you eat your bracha hamazon. It's like
I don't know if it's a hefsek.
Not hefsek. It's weird.
Definitely weird." Yeah, I mean, we don't pass like this. Shein l'chadavar she'ton bracha, the fun of ain ton bracha la'achrav. He says, because you don't have such a thing where you make a bracha rishona and you don't make a bracha achrona, you don't really find such a thing. Ela pasa b'kisnin bilvad. The only time you find this, that you make a bracha rishona and not a bracha achrona, is on pas haba b'kisnin. Okay, now, pas haba b'kisnin, it's a whole big machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, what we're talking about here. First of all, there's a shaila what pas haba b'kisnin means. Okay, some say it means some sort of a pastry, some say it means like a cracker type thing, some say kisnin is like a kiss, like a pocket, it's like a filled, something that's filled with something. Rashi understands, if you look quickly at Rashi understands the pasuk of a kisnin, la'achar achilu ubirchas hamazon, how you're regilin lahavi kisnin. So he says that after benching, they would bring these kisnin, which were basically, they would bring them like roasted grain, and they would bring them also these pastries, and they would eat this stuff after benching. Okay, it was eaten after benching according to Rashi. Rashi understands that when you say that you don't make a bracha achrona, it doesn't mean that you never make a bracha achrona, it means you make a bar nefashos. We had this once before, where the Gemara said you don't make a bracha achrona, and it meant you make a bar nefashos, and not an ala michya. So Rashi says that since the pasuk of a kisnin, there's a very little amount of flour and grain in it, it's mostly other stuff, spices and filling and things like that, so there's not enough mizonos to make a bracha achrona, bracha achas mein shalosh, and that's how you make a bar nefashos on it. Tosfos disagrees with that, and he says no, because there are poskim that say that even if you don't have enough flour, but if you have everything together, is enough, is a kezayis b'kedei achilas pras, so then you would make an ala michya. So Tosfos says that we must be talking about that you're eating this stuff for dessert, right? That when you eat the pasuk b'kisnin for dessert before benching, so that's what we're talking about. This machlokas Rashi Tosfos is exactly what we're talking about here. But either way, upliga de Rav Chiya, but this is disagreeing with Rav Chiya. Damar Rav Chiya pas poteres kol minei maichel, v'yayin poter kol minei mashkin. So Rav Chiya says that pas, if you make a hamotzi on pas, so it exempts you from making a bracha rishona or achrona on anything else. And if you make a bar priyagafen on wine, it exempts you from making a bracha rishona or achrona on any drinks that you drink subsequent to the wine. So that's why this is disagreeing with Rav Chiya, because Rav Chiya says that once you eat the bread, everything else is included in that. You never have to make a bracha rishona or achrona on anything else. And we don't agree with that, because we say that sometimes you do have to make a bracha rishona, and some say you even have to make a bracha achrona if you eat these things for dessert. Okay. Amar Rav Papa, Zakt Rav Papa, Hilchasa Devarim, the halacha is the following. Devarim Abay Machmas Asuda Besocha Asuda. Anything that you're eating in the middle of the meal that is considered part of the meal, so you're eating meat, you're eating coleslaw, you're eating salad, anything that's part of the meal, you don't have to make a bracha before or after. But if you're eating something that really is not really connected to the meal, like a dessert or something else that's a fruit, that's not part of the main part of the meal, then it depends. To besocha seuda, if you're eating them in the middle of the meal, to unim bracha lifneim ve'ein tunim bracha l'achreim, you need a bracha rishona, but not a bracha achrona. Right? So that's why if you have fruit in the middle of your meal, you got to make a bar priya eitz, but you don't have to bet. You don't have to make a bracha achrona. The benching covers it. However, la'achar seuda, but if you're eating it after the meal, so then to unim bracha ve'ein lifneim ve'ein l'achreim. Then if you're eating it after the meal, you have to make a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. That's really how we paskin. Shalu es ben zoma. So they asked ben zoma. Mipnei ma omru dvar ma bari machmas ha-seuda besoch ha-seuda enam tunim bracha lo lifnei v'lo l'achareyem. Why did they say that if you're eating things that are part of the meal, like salad, right, coleslaw, kugel, that you don't have to make a bracha rishona or a bracha achrona? Omar lahem, so he said to them, ho ilu pas potrasa, because bread exempts, right? Since you're making a hamotzi on the bread, so that exempts you from the bracha on anything else that's coming, machmas ha-seuda. So then they asked Ben Zoma, Ihachi, Yayin Nami Niftere Pas. So too, bread, if you make a hamotzi, should also exempt you from making a bracha on wine that you drink in the middle of the meal. And that's not the case. Right? If you have, we're used to only drinking wine before the meal, like Kiddush, but if you have a regular meal, you wash, and then you want to have a glass of wine, you have to make a separate bar priya gofen. The hamotzi that you made on the bread does not cover you on a glass of wine in the middle of the meal. But why not? Wine should cover. So then Zoma answers, Shaini yayin degorein bracha la'atzmo. Wine is different. Because wine, you have many times where you make a bracha on wine, even though you're not drinking it just to drink it. Like Kiddush, Havdalah, Sheva brachos. Many times you make a bracha on wine when you're not drinking it to drink. So therefore wine is different. Wine is in its own category. If you drink wine in the middle of the meal, it would require its own bracha. Zog de Gemara weiter. Rav Huna achal tlesa riftei. Rav Huna ate 13 rolls or 13 loaves of bread. Bnei tlasa tlasa bekava, that were the size of 3 per akav. Okay, akav holds 24 beitzim, 24 bayim. So if you have 3 per akav, each roll, each loaf was 8 bayim. It's pretty large rolls. He ate 13 of these. Okay, so it sounds like he ate a lot. Rashi points out that we're talking about here pasaba bekisnin. Talking about Pasaba B'Kisnin, and Rashi says that he did not make, or the Gemara continues, V'lo Barich. He didn't make a bracha, and Rashi says that means he didn't bench afterwards. He didn't bench after eating this amount. Amalei Rav Nachman said, what's going on over here? Adi Kafna. He's eating these because he's hungry. Right? He's eating these because he's hungry, and therefore, really, he ate so much, he should make a bracha. Anytime you eat an amount that other people are koveya seuda on, you have to bench. So that's why, even though he ate pasaba b'kisnin, but since he ate such a large amount that everybody would be koveya seuda on this large amount, so therefore he should have to bench, even though it was pasaba b'kisnin, it was like mizonos, he should still have to bench on that amount of pasaba b'kisnin. Zog de gemar vayta. Rav Yehuda, hava osik leile brei bei Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, Bei Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva. Rav Yehuda was in the process of marrying his son off to the daughter, to the house of, meaning the daughter of Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva. They were like, they were in negotiations, so to speak. Aisu l'kamayu pasaba b'kisnin. So at this, I don't know if it was a vart yet, but at the negotiation / vart, they brought out some pasaba b'kisnin. Ki asa, so when he came, shaminu to come avarche hamotzi. So he heard them making a hamotzi on these pasaba b'kisnin. Amar lehusa, he said to them, "Mai tzitzi tzitzi de kashemana." What's this tzitzi? I keep hearing tzitzi, like hamotzi. I keep hearing the sound like tzitzi. What's this tzitzi that everybody's saying? You know, he was kind of like saying, like, why are you making this bracha of hamotzi on this pasuk of Avikisnet? Dilma hamotzi lechem mina aretz kamavarchisu. Could it be? I keep hearing the sound. See. Could it be that you're making a bracha of hamotzi lechem mina aretz? Amri le'in. So they said, sure, that's exactly the bracha that we're making. The Tanya, and they brought a raya. The Tanya, as the Brisa states, Rabbi Mona Omar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda pasuk of Avikisnet mevarchin ala hamotzi. Rabbi Mona says that you, in the name of Rabbi Huda, you make hamotzi and pass up of a kisnin. V'yomar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Mona. And Rabbi Shmuel says that's how we pass him. We pass him, then you make a hamotzi and pass up of a kisnin. Omar lehu. So Rabbi Yehuda said to them, ain halacha k'Rabbi Mona itmar. You got it all wrong. Shmuel didn't say we pass him like Rabbi Mona. He says we don't pass him like Rabbi Mona. So you're not supposed to make a hamotzi on pass up of a kisnin. Amri lei, so they said to him. They said to Rav Yehuda, "V'hamar Huda Amar Mishmei de Shmuel." One second, didn't you teach us in the name of Shmuel, Lachmanios me'arvin bohenu mevarchin alein hamotzi? Didn't you teach us that Lachmanios? And Rashi says basically Lachmanios with this type of pasul babekisnet, right? That you're allowed to use that for an eruv, eruvei chatzeros. We discussed this in the past. That you're allowed to use it in eruv. That everybody used to contribute like a roll. Everybody in the chatz used to contribute a roll to one in one person's house in the basket, and that would join everybody together. So the chatz was a shared property. So Shmuel taught us, right? You taught us in the name of Shmuel that you're allowed to use pasul bekisnin for an eruv. And umavarchin alein hamotzi, and you're allowed to make hamotzi on them. So you yourself taught us that you make hamotzi on pasul bekisnin. So then, Rabbi Huda answers. He says, "No, you got it all wrong. Shiny hasam de kavasu udasei alai. That's different because over there, when you're using it, when you're using the pasul bekisnin as your seuda, using it as the eruv, that means you're using it as the meal. So if you're using it as the meal, so then of course you wash on it. Aval hacha de lo kavasu udasei alai. But here we're at the vart, we're at these negotiations. You're eating them as a snack. So if you're eating them as a snack, so then you do not make a hamotzi, but rather you make a mazonos on these pasul bekisnin." Low, I'm sorry. The lokava sudasi alayu low. But here, where you're not being kovei sudasi, you would not make a hamotzi. Rav Papa ikla lebe Rav Huna berei the Rav Nasan. So Rav Papa came to the house of Rav Huna berei the Rav Nasan. Basar de gamar sudasayu. So he came after they finished their meal. Aisu lekamayu mide lemecha. So they brought out after the meal. They brought out something else. You know, they had already finished their meal, and they brought out some other food. Shaka Rav Papa v'kachil. So Rav Papa's like, oh, you know, kishmak, more food. So Rav Papa takes the food and he starts eating. Amri le, so they said to Rav Papa, lo savar lamar, gamar asr milechol. Do you not hold that once you finish your meal, they hadn't benched yet, right? But once you finish your meal, you're not allowed to eat anymore? Okay, why not? What's the svara for this? Because once you finish your meal, in your mind, you have hesech hadas. You say, okay, my meal's done. So that's a hesech hadas from the original hamotzi that you made. And now if they bring out more food, your bracha's done. You got to make a new bracha. Amar lehu, so Rav Papa responds, solak itmar. No. That was only said when they remove the table. If they remove all the food, they clear the table, so then the meal's done. But if we just stop eating, you know, we haven't cleared the table yet, we just stop eating, that doesn't mean your meal is done. And the hamotzi is still alive. Rav of Rabbi Zeira iklu lebe resh kalusa. So Rav and Rabbi Zeira went to the house of the resh kalusa. Lebasa de saliku taka mikamayu. After the table was already cleared, they had already removed the table, removed the tray. Everything was cleared already. Shadrule ristina mi bei resh kalusa. So apparently, the resh kalusa was eating in a different room, like in the house, and he sent them another portion. He sent them some food. Rava achil v'Rabbi Zeira lo achil. So Rava ate. He partook of the food, and Rabbi Zeira did not. Amar le. So Rabbi Zeira said to Rava, lo savar lamar solak asr milechol. Do you not hold that once the table's cleared, you're not allowed to eat anymore without making a new bracha, right? The table was cleared. You finished your meal. The hamotzi's dead. Amar le, so he said, no. Anon ataka de resh kalusa samchinon. He says, no, we're guests at the resh kalusa's home. So therefore, just because they cleared our table doesn't matter. Because our mind is on whatever the resh kalusa is going to provide. So just because they clear the table, we don't have hesech hadas, because whatever the resh kalusa, whatever our host is going to provide, we're still going to eat. Amar rav, zaptig amar vayter. Rav says, "Harogil b'shemen shemen me'akvo." That if a person is normally anoints his hands with oil after the meal, that was like a method of cleaning the hands, right? That the afterwards, you know, your hands are a little greasy, so you put some oil on them, right, to make them even greasier. Okay, so you anoint your hands with oil to clean them after the hands. So if you haven't done that yet, it's me'akev, which means that your bracha is still alive. The sukkah is still alive as long as you haven't done that to your hands. Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi says, Ki avinu bei Rav Kahana, when we were in the house of Rav Kahana, Amar Alon, he said to us, Ki go not like us, the regilinon b'mishcha, mishcha ma'akvalon. Like us, who are ragil to put this oil on our hands after the meal, the oil prevents us from finishing the meal. Right? We're not done. Our bracha is still alive until we do that oil. However, v'leis, okay, so that was what Rav Ashi said from the house of Rav Kahana. Zakti Gemara v'leis hilchasa kechol hanei shemaitasa. We don't paskin like any of these. I mean, we don't paskin that your meal is done when you stop eating. We don't paskin your meal is done when you clear the table. And we don't paskin your meal is done when you anoint your hands with oil. Ella, ki hod amar Rabbi Chiya Barashi amar Rav. We paskin like Rabbi Chiya Barashi in the name of Rav. Shalosh tekifo, saying that there are three things that must be done immediately. Tekef l'smicha shchita, as soon as you do smicha on the head of a karban, right, where you lean on the head of the karban, you do smicha, as soon as you do that, you have to shech the karban right away. Tekef l'geula tefila, which we learned about in the first parak, as soon as you recite Goal Yisrael, immediately you have to begin Shemona Esrei. And tekef l'netilas yadayim bracha, and as soon as you wash mayim achronim, you have to bench. As soon as you wash mayim achronim, you have to bench. So we see from here that this is really the rule. What really ends your meal is when you wash mayim achronim. Once you wash mayim achronim, so then the hamotzi is dead, and you have to make a new brach if you want to eat more. But everything else, let's just finish the gemara, and then I'll take questions. Everything else, your hamotzi is still alive. Amar Abaye says, Af anu nomar. I have one thing to add here. Tekef l'tamidei chachamim bracha. As soon as you invite, immediately after you invite tamidei chachamim into your house, you'll be blessed. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayivarcheni Hashem bigla lecha. Pasuk says that Hashem will bless me because of you. Okay, so that's a raya that as soon as they brought, I think it was talking about Yosef, right? As soon as they brought Yosef into the house, so then Hashem is going to bless him. Iba yisema mehecha. Some say you learn it from the following pasuk shenemar, Vayivarech Hashem es beis haMitzri biglal Yosef, that Hashem blessed the house of the Mitzri because of Yosef. So you see that if you invite a talmid chacham into your house, immediately you'll be blessed.
What if you don't do my own?
Good question.
Now, well, I'm-